Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is a podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Book Review Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Sarah, and I am excited to bring you yet another author interview, the first of two for this week. Today I am speaking with author Rebecca Mastin about her debut novel, The Wise Ones. The Wise Ones is a dystopian novel, young adult novel, set in a not-too-distant future. And let me go ahead and give you the description of that book. It's about a woman named Adela, and Adela feels trapped under the punishing rule of the power-hungry and corrupt queen, her mother, a woman fanatically bent on ruling the world even at the possible expense of humanity itself. Although she is one of the heirs to the throne, Adela has no desire for power, and when she falls for one of her mother's enemies, she knows she must escape to save her own life, and possibly the lives of her subjects. Her only hope is to find the Wise Ones, a group of the world's greatest former inventors and scientists, of whom she is deeply suspicious and fearful. But would an alliance with them to topple the queen be enough to save humanity and the whole world? So that is the description of The Wise Ones, which is Rebecca's debut novel. It's got all those great elements of young adult dystopian novels. It, as I said, takes place in the near future after basically a World War III, a nuclear war. And Adela actually was alive for that. She was about three when that happened, and this is around 15 years after that catastrophe happened, and there's just a very small population of humanity left on Earth. And so they're still at war. The North and the South of this leftover population is at war. So Adela is one of the royal family in the North, and her mother is the queen there. Her father is off fighting the battle, as is her brother. So this is kind of the basis of this story, which is not only this dystopian story, but also the story of a mother and daughter's relationship and how Adela begins to try to figure out what it is that she wants in life and how she is going to represent not only herself, but her family and her feelings about the war. And, you know, really, it's really a story of finding herself. And it is the first of a trilogy, so there will be two more books after this. And I'm going to stop talking now because it's time to hear Rebecca's words about this debut novel called The Wise Ones. Hi, Rebecca. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm excited to have you on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Wonderful. So before we talk about your book, I would love just to get to know you a little bit better. If you want to share something about yourself, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Northern California originally. I grew up in a very small town called Manteca, and now I currently live in Southern California. I love to travel, read, do art, and sewing stuff, all of those things. And of course, I love to read and have always had a passion for reading and wanted to be a writer since I was a child.
Great. Thank you. All right. So tell us about your book. It's called The Wise Ones. This is your debut novel, correct?
Yes, correct. It is my debut novel. So the premise of the book is that they're in this kind of post-apocalyptic environment. They've had a World War III, and it's this world that's almost completely been destroyed because people have been using nuclear weapons and all this stuff. And so now the characters, the main character, Ella, is part of one of the families that have risen to power. So her family is fighting for complete power against one other family. And the title, The Wise Ones, comes from this village of what would be like the world's greatest scientists and inventors. And they've kind of isolated themselves from the rest of humanity because they have felt kind of betrayed by how their technology and the inventions that they created were used. And so in the novel, Ella's really trying to save what's left of humanity. There's really not that much left. And as well as, you know, the planet, there's just kind of this small portion that miraculously survived. And so that's the basis of the novel initially. And then she kind of is, it's a coming of age sort of a story where she is exploring like who she is. She's kind of just been in a haze growing up. And then as she approaches adulthood, she kind of needs to find herself.
So give us a little insight into that main character, Arabella, Ella for short. What does she do that's special? What sets her character apart a little bit?
So I think what I really like about her is I think that she's a little bit relatable to everyone. I think initially when we're growing up with our parents, we are in this kind of bubble and we don't really think about the real world outside of us. It's kind of a routine where you just go to school, you hang out with your friends, and you don't really have this exposure to reality in the real world. You're kind of safe. And so she's kind of grows up in this sort of a haze, even though the situation that she is living in is so dire. And I think she's also exploring how she navigates her relationships with other women, especially, is one of the themes I tried to touch on in the book. And then she eventually comes from this kind of weak character that's not really aware of her surroundings to become a really assertive and strong character. I think, especially with books like that they've kind of paved the way for that strong female heroine, with like, you know, Hermione and Harry Potter and Katniss from Hunger Games and all of these, like, we've just, you know, seen such a huge uprising of all these female heroines. And so I think that was really where I wanted my character to go as well, to kind of be this strong female character in the novel. And so she kind of, you know, transitions into this kind of warrior in her situation.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the relationships with other women, and her relationship with her mom kind of starts out as sort of a little bit typical of, you know, kind of teen rebellion against mom. They don't see eye to eye, but that definitely evolves throughout the story. Can you talk a little bit about her relationship with her mother, the queen?
Yeah. So I agree. It is like a very typical teen novel. Eventually, in the beginning, it's always sort of a struggle at that point, I think, for teenagers, because your parents maybe see you as a child and you see yourself as an adult. And then eventually her mother becomes so obsessed with power and taking over that it actually destroys their relationship. And Ella has to kind of separate herself from that because, you know, the queen becomes the actual villain of the novel that is responsible for half of what's happening in the world with this battle that's still going on. And so Ella has to kind of take a stand from what she knows. And her family's kind of in a situation that they're really kind of torn apart because her father and her brother are off fighting this battle. And then her younger sister and her mother are back at the castle. And so every day they're not really sure if their family will survive. It's always a constant issue. And then, you know, to her mother, I think, it's just so focused on taking control. It's just become an obsession almost for her.
So there you have a little bit about Rebecca and a little bit about the book, The Wise Ones. We do have to take our first break of the podcast, but when we come back, Rebecca will be talking about her inspiration for the book and what is next for the character of Adela. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
We're back with the GSMC Book Review Podcast. I am speaking today with author Rebecca Mastin about her debut young adult novel, The Wise Ones. So let's get back to that interview. And what was your inspiration for this story? Where did the idea just kind of pop in your head, or how did that work?
So I think in the media, there's been all of this talk for such a long period of time about nuclear warfare, nuclear weapons, and it's especially when I first started reading it, and I was pretty, you know, I was a younger kid, and it really concerned me just to think of this idea that, you know, there's these people in the world that have this power, and even in, you know, everywhere in the world that has it, and you really don't know these people. And it kind of gets, you know, I think in some ways it kind of is, it's expressed in a way that it makes it seem like, oh, it's not a big deal that, you know, that we have this many things on the planet. And then in some ways, it's pretty scary. And so I think that was always a constant worry for me. And then I also was always fascinated by when I discovered that Albert Einstein had created the invention, the technology for it to create a nuclear weapon. And then he later regretted that. So that really inspired my attitude for the wise ones to have. Because I think, you know, they thought maybe that the social advancements of humanity were going to be able to accept having this much power. And then I think when Albert Einstein maybe experienced that for himself, then he later regretted it. So that was a huge part of the influence for me. And then I think another part was just all of the female characters that I've read about in novels that really have taken over, I think, especially in a lot of young adult spheres. I think that's, you know, great for readers everywhere to kind of finally have a chance to hear of a young girl that's coming into power and really changing her world.
And is that what you would like your readers to take away from The Wise Ones? Or is there a slightly different message that you want readers to get out of the book?
So I do think that's a lot of it. I would love for, I mean, first, obviously, I would love for them to be entertained for, you know, a short amount of time while they're reading it. I would like for them to kind of think deeper about our social responsibilities with these, you know, the world that we live in, as well as, you know, it kind of touches on environmental issues and stuff like that. And I know, you know, people have often talked about how women treat other women. And later in the book, another character comes in that's kind of, I'm sure, someone that we've all experienced. She's she gets jealous of Ella as far as one of the male characters is concerned, and she kind of sabotages Ella in a lot of ways. And I think as women, I think it's important to help support each other and raise each other up. And sometimes I feel that it's talked about, but not enough, really. I think that's something that I would love to see more progress in just everyone's lives. That would be wonderful.
I agree. Are there autobiographical elements in either the story or the characters?
It's kind of hard to really assess. Like, I wondered about, you know, the other characters that I made up. And I've always wondered when I'm reading books if, you know, other characters, are they a part of the author? I don't think it was something conscious, especially like most of the characters that I made it. I don't feel like they were modeled after me. I think maybe that I've obviously experienced, you know, some, you know, closeness with certain friends, and then, you know, we've all gone through those enemies with other females in our life. But I think the main part that I would say I can relate to is kind of the evolution that Ella starts as this kind of young teenager, and then evolves into this, you know, adult in her world. So I think that that transition period, that coming of age, I think is something that we all probably go through. And in that sense, I would say that might have some autobiographical elements, obviously, definitely not as extreme as her situation.
Well, I would hope not. So what is next for Ella? The book ends very, very openly. So there's, I'm hoping there's a sequel.
Absolutely. So I'm planning to actually write two more novels. And then in the next one, I can tell you that she will be visiting the South. So you will get to really meet and explore the characters that are that make up the royal family. She's going to really surprise the South with who she is, because the South seems to have more information about the Northern royals than Ella has about them. But I think she's still going to surprise them quite a bit with how strong she is, especially because now she's kind of changed into this strong leader. And so you're going to see her really take over in that way. And there will be a lot of new characters, and she's really going to be much more assertive and kind of really win over the characters of the South.
And do you have a timeline on when that will be available?
I'm going to try to finish everything by the end of next summer for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. You said at the beginning that you have pretty much always wanted to write or have always written. So how did that evolve into you writing your first novel?
So as a child, I was always reading books to kind of, you know, anything that interests me. Like, I loved Sweet Valley Twins. All of the, you know, all the way through high school, I would read Harry Potter and all of those novels. And I always thought what a cool legacy that would be, to leave behind a book, and how many people you could reach, you know, internationally that you never would be able to meet otherwise. So I always thought what a cool idea. And then I remember I was about 10 years old, and I remember one time I made a list of like all of the careers I was going to have when I grew up, and I don't have the list anymore, and I don't remember everything that was on it. One of them was like a hairdresser, and then I was going to be a photographer, and then one of them was an author. After high school, I wrote one novel that I never published. And then I started to write one about vampires, I think, when I was in early college, which I, again, didn't publish. And then towards the end, I started this book that I'm on, and was finally able to finish it. And I know that the publishing world is really difficult to break through. And I think I saw an Anne Rice interview was the one that she said, you know, it's so easy to self-publish now. Every author should just self-publish if they can't get through. And so that was really I was like, well, she's Anne Rice. So if she says I should do it, then, you know, that's what I'm going to do. And so then I went through and, you know, looked at Amazon and was able to publish through the Kindle direct publishing. And if it's something that you always want to do, I think you should always at least try to do it as best you can. And so that was really what got me to actually publish it.
What is your favorite place to write? And do you keep a certain schedule?
So I love to write in like a comfy, cozy couch or cushy chair. My schedule for writing, it's kind of varied. I would say generally I have more creative moments like later at night. Like that's my creative time. And so that usually tends to be, even if I just have like the TV on in the background or something. And then if I get stuck, then I'll, you know, stop and watch for a little and then go back to it. So that's generally where I stay to write. And I've tried to do like coffee shops and stuff, but I generally get very distracted if I do that. So I usually just, you know, stay cozy and then try and work away at it each day.
Yeah. I've never been able to concentrate very well in coffee shops because I people watch too much.
Exactly. That's what it is. You're too interested in everyone around you.
Which might be good for character development, but probably not so good for your storyline. So you said you loved to read as a kid. What now or then, either one, who are your favorite authors and genres?
I love J.K. Rowling. She's been a huge inspiration on my life. I think Harry Potter was my favorite series of all time for sure. And I think a lot of people feel that way. I also really loved Suzanne Collins, as I mentioned earlier. I love Nora Roberts. There's a British author named Louise Renison that was really inspirational to me as a teenager. She's actually started off as a comedian. She passed away a few years back, but she was asked to write these series of novels about this high school character, and they're laugh out loud funny. Like, I used to bring them to school when we had like our silent reading time, and it was just like impossible because I would be laughing out loud. Like, they're so good. And then I really like the author Kate Emerson. She does a lot of like historical romance ones, and it's fascinating because she'll piece together actual facts and kind of make those into, she'll fill in the blanks basically. So I always think that's really cool when people do that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So when Rebecca mentioned silent reading time in school, my heart just skipped a little beat because it took me back to my own school days. I loved silent reading time. That just made me so very happy. I still do love silent reading time, but now it's actually time for our second break of the podcast. So when we come back, Rebecca will be giving some of her advice for aspiring authors and what she wished she knew before she wrote her first novel. So stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Book Review Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Book Review Podcast and the conclusion of my interview with author Rebecca Mastin. Do you have advice for aspiring authors?
I would say do your research as far as marketing, because I think for me that's been the biggest surprise. I think I had researched everything else, and then I was like, well, when I publish it, then I'll start marketing. And I've been, you know, doing reading and stuff on it, and I wish I had done that before I published. So I know, I mean, now I know for next time exactly what to do, but I would say research your marketing yourself, because that'll be a big part of your book success.
Which leads to my follow-up question, and this might be the same answer, is what do you wish somebody had told you before you started writing this novel?
I would agree that definitely the marketing was something I wish I had known. And I wasn't sure if I was going to self-publish or if I was going to go through somebody else. So I looked at a few agents, and they were not interested in representing the book. It wasn't right for them. So after I did that for a while, I thought, well, I don't want to hold it up too much more, so I'm just going to self-publish, which I should have waited a little bit, I think, just to do the research on the marketing, but I'm okay with it anyways. It's out there now.
Okay. So where can people find your book?
So they can find it on Amazon. They can just do a search for The Wise Ones. There's a Kindle edition as well as a paperback format. And it's also on Goodreads. You know, it'll link you to Amazon. Any reviews that I have from any readers are very much appreciated.
Absolutely. And then where can people find you on social media? And do you have a website?
Yes. So you can look up Armaston Writes on Instagram. That's my main social media one. And then I have a website that's armaston.weebly.com, and you can also find information on there as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. What else would you like for people to know about your books or writing or anything that we haven't talked about?
I think if you're interested in like contacting me about anything, that'd be great. I have come up with a few questions for readers if they wanted to start a book club or something that is available on my website. But I'm very open to, I would love to get in contact with readers. They would contact me at armastonwrites@gmail.com.
Okay. I was just going to ask the best way to contact you. So your email address. Thank you. Well, it was really great. I'm enjoying the story. I'm excited to see where it goes and how Ella continues to evolve. So I want to thank you for taking the time out of your weekend to come and talk to me on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. This was wonderful. So I really appreciate you having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And once again, I want to thank my guest, Rebecca Maston, for taking the time out of her weekend to talk to me about her debut novel, The Wise Ones. Just a reminder, it is a young adult dystopian novel about a young woman named Arabella, and it is the first of a trilogy. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this story continues and evolves and how the character continues to develop and grow in her, you know, really in the process of finding herself. So I'm excited to find out what happens next. Thank you, as always, for joining me today. I hope you will join me again on Thursday for my second interview of the week. I will be talking with author Tess Gerritsen about the newest book, the 12th book, actually, in her Rizzoli and Isles series. So if you are a Rizzoli and Isles fan, you should definitely tune in to hear my conversation with author Tess Gerritsen. It was a lot of fun to talk with her also this past weekend. In the meantime, as always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, any of the apps that you use for your mobile device, and you can follow us on social media. I would love to hear from you. As always, I would love to hear from you. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, and also we have a new blog. It's sort of new. It's a few weeks old. And you can find that at www.gsmcbookreview.blogspot.com, which is a mouthful, but I will include that in the description down below of this podcast. Thank you once again for joining me. I always, always appreciate you, my listeners. I hope you have a great week. I hope you will tune in again on Thursday. But in the meantime, go out there and get yourself lost in a good book.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.